Investor Intelligence provides general information only. You should consider seeking independent advice to see how this information relates to your unique circumstances. Please refer to the terms and conditions available at investorintelligence.com.au for more.
Hi there. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Investor Intelligence, brought to you by the team at The Property Mentors. It's your weekly podcast for all things investment and hosted by me, Phoebe Sikowski-Wallace. For today's episode, I have for you another investor's journey. As alongside mentoring our valued members, we also love to celebrate and share their wins, how far they've come, and to hear about their goals. We find this is a fantastic way for our listeners to hear stories that may be similar to their circumstances, as a lot of people share these same goals. And when you hear how well others have achieved them, it can be that bit of extra inspiration for people wanting to do the same. Our investor today is Talia Bellamy, who during her time here at TPM has been guided and mentored by the wonderful Malika. Malika was very keen to put Talia forward to share her journey, as alongside her partner Simon, they're only very new members here, but they're at a very exciting stage of their investing journey that a lot of people would benefit from hearing about. So prior to being a member, Talia described herself as someone who didn't have a lot of property investing knowledge and was very risk adverse, which I know many others would relate to, and understandably. But she also explains how she overcame that to get to where she is now. So I'll let her tell the rest, and I hope you enjoy. Here's Talia. So Talia, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for sitting down with me today all the way from Adelaide.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, good. So to start off, and before we even get into anything to do with investment or property and portfolios, I just want to know a little bit more about you. What do you do for work? What do you like to do for fun? A bit more about where you live, your background, family. Tell me about you.
Yeah, sure. So as you know, my name is Talia Bellamy and we do live in Adelaide, South Australia. We're living in the northern suburbs. So for those people who have been in Adelaide or know Adelaide will know what that means.
Okay.
So I currently work in ICT projects within the public sector here in South Australia. My husband works in the public sector as well, but in a different area. What do we do for fun? That's a very good question. So I guess for us, we're a bit of a homebody, but we love to travel. We love cooking. We love reading, getting out and about. We don't have kids, Simon and I. We don't intend to have any kids. So it's just going to be the two of us. That's a little bit about us.
Yeah, I love that. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you guys?
So I'm 28 and my husband is 33. When it comes to, I guess, the investing side of stuff, I think we're starting off pretty early. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you are only new, but how long have you been a member with us for now?
So we became members, I believe it was in April or May of this year. So, yeah, not that long ago.
No, so very fresh. How exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It feels like we've been doing this for a long time, though, I guess because we have so much interaction with Malika and she's just been so fantastic in helping us and being our mentor. So it feels like we've been doing it for so long because we have had so much interaction. But, yeah, it really has only been a little bit of time.
Amazing. Well, that actually leads quite well into my next question. So prior to being a member, where were you beforehand as far as your investment knowledge? Like, how would you describe it? Did you know anything? Did you know absolutely nothing? How would you sort of honestly describe it, maybe on a scale of 1 to 10?
Probably about a 2. Definitely amateurs at that point. So when we looked at becoming members or looking at investments and property in the beginning, I mean, we always had the idea that that's something that we wanted to do, but we didn't really know how to get there. So at the beginning of the year, we decided to sort of make some decisions around our next property. So we don't really want to stay here forever. We do want to eventually move closer to the city because that's where we both work. So we made a few, we did a few things in terms of our current equity in this house because we've been here for a few years. But we wanted to, I guess, get advice on how we go about the next steps and the best way to get to that point. So that's why we sort of engaged with the property mentors. But our knowledge was very limited. We didn't really know a lot. I mean, if somebody said negative gearing, I could very, very give you a very small overview of what that was, but that's
most
really
people
all we
would.
Knew. And we didn't really know where to start. We didn't know what it meant. We didn't know what to look out for. Very basic knowledge. We've had friends in the past that have done investing before, but you know, it was not something we knew a lot about. So very limited knowledge. I would definitely say we were amateurs.
Yeah. And I mean, like, thank you for that honesty as well. But and do you remember that kind of moment you decided to seek guidance and sort of why you came to us?
Yeah. So actually, it's I guess we'll give it a bit of the background of why we sort of decided to go to the property mentors. So here in Adelaide, the we had a Dimmick store that had opened here in Adelaide in the city. It was supposed to be the biggest Dimmick store here in Adelaide. So after work one day, I just decided to go and have a look at it because it had just opened. And because we were sort of on this journey for investing, I had a look at the area where it had the investment books. And I had picked up the Property Fit book. So, so that's how we discovered the property mentors, because when I started reading it, obviously Luke discusses his business with the property mentors. And I thought, oh, okay, what does this actually look like? So we jumped on, had a look at what that meant, and then had our first discovery call. So, yeah, that's how we got there. And I guess in terms of why I picked up that book, so when we were looking at investing, there were so many books on the shelf, and I know this is going to, I don't know, but a lot of the books were very cringy. They were very cringy, like, you know, property investing for strong women. And it was like, I'm not really into that. I don't want you to give me jargon and try to do these motivational things. I want you to just get straight to the point.
Yeah.
And that's what I found with this book in particular, is that it just got to the point. It was very clear and it didn't make things complicated. So what I found in the past with looking at investment is there's a lot of text and there's a lot of documents and there's a lot of information that make things sound harder and more complicated than they need to be, and they don't really try to break things down for people like me who are very new and fresh to actually say, well, this is just in layman's terms what that means. And that's why I picked up Luke's book, is because it just was clear and straight to the point, and it just said it in such a way that it was just clear.
Yeah, it's such a fantastic book. I was the exact same when I started reading it. I'd say my knowledge was maybe at a one, and that's probably even being generous. But it really did just break down those, you know, terms you've kind of heard of, but you sort of have no idea what they mean. And it's such a fantastic book for that. And you're right, it's not cringy. It's not patronizing, and it's bright pink. You can't miss it on the shelf either.
I mean, I did pick it up when it was, because I did see the bright pink cover and I love pink. So I was like, oh, okay. But it just stood out as something that was just, it was just clear. It just made sense. And even the very beginning of the book, it sort of talks about, you know, the things that you need to look at even before you look at investing. You know, it doesn't try to encourage you to jump straight into something.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you just do this one simple thing, you can get into investing tomorrow. It's very like, here are some mistakes that I've made. Here are some things that you need to consider. Here's your readiness that you need to look at. And it just made sense, and it just made a lot of sense. So, because of that, we decided to have a look at the Property Mentors webpage just from the book, and then decided to go from there.
That is amazing. I love that. So investing can be a really big leap for a lot of people. It can be really overwhelming, especially, and like just going back to the book quickly, I love what it does is, you know, even though we've got the mentors here to guide you, we do really encourage you to get your own education and to really be around what you're emerging yourself into. But yeah, as I said, it can be a big leap for a lot of people. So was there anything that you were kind of worried about, or did you sort of have any concerns going into this?
Yes. So Malika will probably be able to tell you, but I'm very risk adverse. So when we, I guess, started having those conversations with Malika, we, you know, we had this, so our equity had been taken out of our current property, and we had some, I guess, you know, money to play with. And everything, every time something happened in the market, I was like, Malika, what does this mean? Why is this happening? And start freaking out. And she was like, okay, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
Go and look at this. Go and get some knowledge about this stuff. And then we can chat about it. But, yeah, so for me it was because it was such a big change and a big thing, because for me money is not, you know, nothing to sneeze at. So it was just basically getting educated about what it means. And, you know, for me, I always thought it was about when does it, do you get into the investment and property market, but it's actually not about that. It's more about your what. So
yes,
looking at your goals, looking at what you're trying to achieve, and then looking at what can we do to actually get you to that point. There's no real when, I guess. It's just about, well, what strategy can we put in place to make sure that this is going to work for you? So, yeah, I think that was the biggest thing. It was just about, you know, all of the different changes with the rates and the interests and the changes in that space. And I also wanted to look at exit strategies. You know, what happens if this doesn't work? How do we know this is going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. But I guess there's an element of just going into it and just taking some of that risk, but also getting knowledgeable enough to say that, yes, there is risk, but here's how we can mitigate that risk. And if we understand how this is going to look or how we can play this out, then it's not as scary as you think it is.
For sure. And risk's not going anywhere. As Correct. Much as we'd love it to, it's not going anywhere. But it is about surrounding yourself with the experts who do this stuff day in, day out, and they've worked in all different types of markets with all different types of interest rates. And it is scary because, you know, especially the media don't make it any easier for people.
Yeah, and that was one of the biggest things, because I guess, you know, we were right in the middle of trying to work out what we wanted to do and how we were going to proceed moving forwards. And basically what we wanted to do was make property work for us in terms of, you know, making our money work for us. So we did have some goals in place, and we did have, you know, what we wanted to achieve in place. And then when we were trying to get there was a lot of fears that we were trying to, you know, having to battle through with that. Like, oh, you know, if we jump in now, then what happens if the rates rises? But when you've got those experts around you who have done this before and know what they're sort of doing, you sort of have to put a little bit of faith in them, which I think is a little bit scary for me. But once you actually see what they can do, what they've done with their own investments as well, how they've been in the property market and their background, then it makes it a lot easier as well. So as long as they've got your best interest at heart, it makes things a lot easier. But yeah, I'm very risk averse, very fearful, but you know, once you get that knowledge up and your readiness starts to go up, then it kind of reduces a little bit. So a lot of people in my life have been saying, oh, well, now that these rates have all gone up, what are you going to do? It's like, I'm just going to do what
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Actually, if that's all right with you guys.
it's fine. I've got these people here that are going to help us through it, and if there's any issues, then we've got a team of people. So it was no big deal.
Absolutely. And one of the fundamental things that we do teach is the three types of ready. So in hindsight, which type of ready did you need the most help with, do you think?
I think it was definitely the knowledge readiness and just understanding all of that. The financial readiness for us was not a big thing, I guess. You know, we're in a position where we're doing okay. But definitely just getting the knowledge up and trying to understand how this whole thing works to reduce that fear level, I guess. So it's probably definitely the biggest thing for us and the biggest challenge in this whole thing. But for me, and this might not apply to a lot of people, but once I'm sort of into something, I'm 1,000% into it, you know. So you'd go a little bit insane trying to just understand everything at once, and obviously you can't do that. But for me, it was just about making sure that we were 1,000% ready, and we understood where we were at before jumping into anything.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favourite podcast app. Or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading. This is how traders excel.
Okay, yeah, so education already. And I was going to ask next, you know, what has been your biggest challenge so far? But you did just sort of mention you think it is just getting that education up.
Totally.
And that being able to help you sort of mitigate those very warranted fears, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's definitely one of the biggest challenges. But the I guess the other challenge for me was about trusting other people as well. So
sure.
I guess for me, we've sort of done everything for ourselves and we've tried to do everything on our, not on our own, but, you know, tried to understand so much that we didn't need other people to help. But I think once you sort of realize that those people are sort of on your side and what their experience is, you can trust a bit more. And that's a me problem, I understand that, but that's probably one of the other things, is to say, you know, we need to just put some faith into people, and you know, they're here for our best interest.
Yeah, and I think so many people are going to listen to this and be in the exact same position as you, as far as, you know, trusting and even just that idea of thinking they can do things on their own. And you know what? Maybe some people can, but it's probably not going to happen as efficiently as if you have it with, again, the expert. So that's nice to hear.
Yeah, and if you can dedicate your whole time and your whole existence to it, then maybe you can do it on your own. But, you know, for people like us, you know, we work full time and we kind of have a life a little bit outside of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's not something you want to spend 24/7 doing. I mean, you do have to invest quite a bit of time to learn it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have the experience, you don't have the background. So you do need to trust and have faith in the people that do have the experience and background.
Yeah, realistically, no one's actually got time to do it on their own, so.
No, not at all.
So, Talia, how is your portfolio going now? Where are you at with it now?
Yeah, so, look, it is very small at this point. It is still getting up there. But at this point, so we own our principal house here in Adelaide, as you are aware, and we recently just put a deposit down for an off-plan apartment in Melbourne, so in Oak Park. Yeah, so that's looking to settle next year between January and March, so that at that point we'll then obviously get somebody to, you know, rent it out, and then hopefully we'll be able to start our investing journey in a bit more detail.
Yeah, fantastic. You're well on your way. So you say you came in as a two as far as your knowledge. Where would you, I know you're still kind of fresh in your journey and your time here with us, but where would you say you're at now with it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's difficult to say where we are now, only for the fact that there's probably a plethora of things that we could still be learning, and there's never any, there's always room to keep learning. So I would probably be modest and sit at about a six or a seven, because I think we definitely have, you know, increased our knowledge in this space, and we've definitely learned a lot more. I can definitely say in particular that actually doing the thing has been really helpful. So now that we've sort of started the investment journey, being able to apply what we've taken on paper and actually do the thing has been really helpful. So yeah, I would say a six or a seven. There's always opportunity to learn, opportunity to grow and to keep learning. Obviously through this process we'll keep making mistakes, or you know, keep learning from that. But, yeah, I think that's probably where we're at. Definitely thanks to the property mentor experts, we definitely have realised a few things and learnt a number of things where you sort of have a light bulb moment where you can say, oh, yeah, I read about that. Now this is how it applies.
Jumping from a two to a six to a seven in, you know, a matter of months, though, is very impressive. So that's nothing to be modest about, by the way. I would fully brag about that one if I were you.
But like I said, it might just be because I'm a little bit crazy and I would spend my entire time trying to understand it. But
if crazy gets you there, then crazy gets you there.
exactly right.
No, that's fantastic. Sometimes you can't really put it on a scale of 1 to 10, but as long as I really feel that you're feeling more educated with it and more comfortable with it,
Yeah, totally. And I think I can feel that in myself in particular from, you know, when these things were changing in the economy and the interest rates and all these things that you read about, and not having that fear that would initially come up. So when we first started this process again, you know, you'd read something and it would be almost immediately like, oh my God, what does this mean? We need to stop now. We need to not move forward. But now that we've sort of understood things a bit more, it's like, okay, here's how it could potentially look, but this is what we can do, blah, blah, blah. So I think the other interesting thing as well is when you read news articles about other people who have invested in this economy and some of the decisions that they've made and where they are now, and sort of being able to now understand why things either worked or didn't work. You know, I don't want to push smoke up our butts or anything, but, you know, when you can say, oh, well, if you did it this way, then you wouldn't have done this.
I love that. So tell me, what's your biggest overall goal with your investing?
So overall, our end game or our end goal is to just be financial free, have financial freedom. So so for us, it's just about finance not being a big part or a big driver for some of the things that we're doing. So for, as I said earlier, one of the big things that we love to do is travel. So what we want the ability to be able to do is say, look, if let's say flights come up and they're cheap to go over to London or Europe or America, and we just say, yep, I'm going to book them and I'm going to go. And it doesn't matter how much money I've got, because I'll have the funds, you know, it doesn't matter where we're at in our lives, we can just go and do it. So that's a big one. And even from like a work perspective, so not having to be stuck in a position if that ever happened, that's definitely not something that we're dealing with now, but where you feel stuck because financially you have to be somewhere. We just want to be able to make the decision, say, nope, financially I'm fine, therefore I'm going to make whatever decisions I need to.
Yeah, no, I love that. So to wrap up, what's been your favorite thing that you've kind of learned about investing with TPM? Maybe it's something that, you know, you were wanting to know more about when you started, or maybe it's something that you were sort of surprised to learn about.
I think the biggest thing for us in terms of learning and what we've with this investing process is probably about, you know, setting those goals and using your experts to get to that point. So as we discussed, it was a bit of a trust thing and we didn't know where to start and those sorts of things. But once you've sort of got a team of people around you, and if you've got a particular question, you can say, right, I need to speak to my conveyancer, I need to speak to my broker, I need to speak to my accountant. You sort of have people ready to be able to answer those things for you. Whereas before it was very, you know, you kind of got lost if you had very specific questions, or if there was something about your circumstances, you couldn't just say, well, how does this apply to me and what I'm currently doing? So I think that's probably been the biggest thing for us. Also, obviously, the readiness in terms of, you know, our educational readiness and trying to reduce our fears in this space and to just jump ahead and just go ahead and do it. So, yeah, I think it's probably been the biggest thing for us.
That's amazing. Well, Talia, I know you're, again, I know you're only sort of new and starting out, but it has been so nice to hear your story so far and to see, you know, you've started so young. I know the last member I spoke to on the podcast, Peter, he wished he'd started earlier, and so he'd be very proud of you, because I know a lot of other people, I know a lot of other people wish they had started a bit younger as well. So you sound like you've really got your head in the game. You're really in the best of hands with Malika. We've actually got another episode with her coming up about goals.
Oh, brilliant.
But what an incredible journey you're on so far. Thank you so much for sharing it, and I wish you nothing but success in the future.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
If you found this episode or any of our episodes helpful, please make sure to share and leave a rating to help us reach more people on their investing journeys. And of course, subscribe to be notified when new episodes drop. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Investor Intelligence Podcast. You can find links to our other socials in the show notes, including a link to the Property Mentors weekly blog. If you're ready to get your property portfolio in shape for financial freedom, check out Luke's latest book, Property Fit. You can get yourself a copy at www.propertyfitbook.com.au.